For many wild creatures, our expanding urban spheres are bad news, causing loss of habitat, decreased food sources, and other problems. But that's not the case with coyotes.
We create conditions that make it easy for them to live. Just by having garbage out, they are in the areas where we live.
Janet Kessler is a photographer in San Francisco who became fascinated by coyotes after encountering one on Twin Peaks and studying it. She's since made the shy canine species her special interest, one that she shares with Pam Hemphill, a member of the San Francisco Animal Control and Welfare Commission. She observes that the coyotes' dietary diversity has helped them adapt to life amidst humankind.
Coyotes are very omnivorous. They are carnivores, but they will eat fruit. They will eat leaves from trees. They eat a lot of different things. They are a valuable animal that they eat rodents and that they help to maintain the food chain in healthy condition where there isn't too much of one animal, that things are in balance.
Hemphill adds that the coyote's temperament is also well-suited for integrating into an urban environment.
Because they're not really an aggressive animal, they're a curious animal, and they're an animal that tends to back away from encounters to some extent. And that works better in a suburban area than if you are an animal like a mountain lion who has more capability of doing harm and that people are more worried about.
Coyotes are elusive and sightings are infrequent. Actual face-to-face encounters are rare, but when they do happen, Kessler says it's easy to scare off the animal.
Occasionally, you might come across a bend in the road and there might be a coyote on the path. Usually, it will flee. It might look at you out of curiosity. Conflicts are extremely rare. The coyote's going to flee. He's afraid of you. You have more intelligence. You're bigger. So the coyote is going to run off. However, if you're afraid of a coyote, you can carry a little shake can, which is a 6-ounce juice can filled with pennies. It makes a lot of noise. But clapping your hand and yelling at the coyote will do the same thing.
But when dogs are along, she adds, the dynamic is decidedly different.
Coyotes are territorial. And they see dogs as intruders, interlopers, as threats. Also, the dogs chase the coyotes, and that creates a problem. The best thing a person can do is leash their dog with a short leash and keep moving on. That will keep a coyote away pretty much.
Unlike Chicago, where hundreds of coyotes are known to range throughout the city, San Francisco has only a couple of dozen. Rural counties such as Sonoma and our neighbors presumably have thousands more. But since no systematic counts have been attempted, any numbers are approximate at best. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.